I forgot to start the motherfucking Audacity. All right. So here we are. Welcome to the pre-show. Let's just pretend like we're starting our pre-show right now. For those of you who do not don't watch the video cast, you just missed a whole bunch of fucking pre-show that I'm now going to try to repeat. There, see? There is CNN, and what's his ass? Trump won, and when here's this little fat nebbish that CNN has hired. Looks like he's dripping sweat. I'm sorry, that's reflection from his eyeglasses. Well, right now, you can see the top candidate can bring needed change. Trump, 60%. All right, so what was I talking about? And I won't spend a whole lot of time talking about this. There I am. There's a picture of me behind me. I don't know if you see that, but that's me after winning the Nevada caucus there with my campaign manager, Dave Nussbaum. Just kidding. So anyway, there I am addressing the... So here's the thing. Like I said, I don't know who I'm going to vote for. Kasich almost had my vote till he pulled that defunding Planned Parenthood shit. Guess what, Kasich? You lost my vote. Not that it matters. Not that you're going to get elected anyway. Not that anybody gave a fuck about you. But you had Phil Henry's support. You also had Lauren's support. You defunded Planned Parenthood as a chicken shit, gutless motherfuck move to appease the sack of shits in your party that ain't going to vote for you anyway. Well, you just lost my vote. So go on back to Ohio, be governor, and just enjoy your life, okay? You aren't going to be president of the United States. I thought you had guts. You ain't got any. You don't have guts. And there were a few others that might have had my vote in there. You know, not Bernie Sanders, forget it. I'm not going to vote for him, man. Like I said, after Obama tried, President Obama took it as far as he could. He introduced us to a radical thing called healthcare. Holy shit. Who ever heard of that? Well, I don't know. The rest of the world for about 150 years. But other than that, so, you ask yourself, like, why would people think that Donald Trump is in many ways, Donald Trump is not Hitler. I'm not saying that. But Donald Trump brings out of our electorate, of the American people, the exact same frustrations that the German people had before Hitler assumed dictatorial powers by way of emergency decree. They needed somebody to pull this shit, the fat out of the fire. They needed somebody to be sick and tired of this whole, you know, debating and democracy and leaders and parties. Now, you know. This is a generation of Americans. This is particularly a generation of Republicans that they're just looking for somebody to bring the whole thing together. Sick and tired of these, you know, these lily livers like Mitt Romney. Sick and tired of this far right Christian bullshit from Sarah Palin and that motherfucking Cruz. And all that bullshit, all that Tea Party, get the fuck out of here, you Tea Party. You guys aren't worth a pinch of shit. Donald Trump is what the Republican Party is. Whether the Republican Party likes it or not, that's who you guys are. What'd you think? Who did you think you were? Did you think you were you're not Marco Rubio, you're motherfucking Donald Trump. That's who you are. Be who you are. You don't like it? Join a fucking Democratic Party or start another party. There's going to be a battle for the soul of the party. The battle's been lost. Now, you guys can cause all kinds of shit or get your fucking ass out of that party and start another party. But Donald Trump, it looks like he's running the show and you motherfuckers got nothing to say about it, right? Now, on to the whole thing that happened in Germany. People will say, well, how is it that a guy that got democratically elected, Adolf Hitler, how the hell did that guy ever become a dictator? I heard that. Didn't I hear that? Yeah. I heard that Hitler got elected democratically. Yes, he did. He did. Yeah. So he won the vote. Yeah. So we got the popular vote. Yeah. Well, how the hell did... Let me tell you what happened. Germany was a very distressed country, as you've heard. Germany had lost a war. They'd come through 10 years of battling horrific inflation, economic pressures from all angles, and also dealing with this thing called democracy. Germany grew out of what was left of the Holy Roman Empire, something that lasted, ladies and gentlemen, for almost 1,000 years. 1,000 years, the Holy Roman Empire, from the Vatican right up to the center of Europe, had this community of states that formed the Holy Roman Empire. The early part of the 19th century, it fell apart, and all these little states were left. And what was the core of that was the German states that were Bavaria and Silesia and Prussia, you've heard so much about, and Black Four, all that crap. And a man by the name of Bismarck came along in the mid to late 19th century and pulled that shit together. They had a war with France, the Franco-Prussian Wars. They won. And Bismarck became the father, the George Washington, if you will, of Germany. And he, by the way, introduced, as I said, this thing called healthcare, which, of course, is so radical. It's not so much radicals. Americans just hate. Americans hate anything European. Now, this is just a fact. You know, we're suspicious of European shit. It goes all the way back to the beginning of the country. It's got nothing to do with, it's a new phenomenon. Americans, we're just now sort of pulling ourselves out of it, but since the beginning, we don't trust a goddamn thing about Europe, because Europe represents monarchy, it represents decay, it represents death, it represents war, it represents everything that is decadent and decaying and disease-ridden. That's Europe. The plague, communism, dog shit. It's just it's a nice place to go on vacation. Go there, I look at the Eiffel Tower, and then I have some pizza, whatever the fuck you have, and I take a river ride. No, isn't that great? And there's where Napoleon was, and there's where Napoleon's penis is. That's great. Let's get the fuck out of here and go back to the States. That's about the extent of it for most Americans. My goddamn Jesus Christ, shit's expensive over here. Fuck this. Back on a boat, go back to America. As far as most Americans are concerned, especially the not too clued in Americans, all you need is America. There's no point to go anywhere else. All you need is this. All you got to do is sit on your ass here, go to the Grand Canyon, go see Washington, D.C., go here, go there. America's all you need. Most Americans have never been anywhere. Most Americans haven't traveled beyond the borders of their own country. Most Americans don't think they need to travel beyond the borders of their country, because all the rest of that shit is dog shit. They ain't got nothing to teach me the rest of the world, because America is the pinnacle of human development on this planet. And in many ways, it's true. This is about the best thing the human race has created, America. I believe it. But it doesn't mean that I think all the answers are here. It doesn't mean I'm not going to go anywhere to look for other answers, to look at how things have been, to look at history, to learn about history, to look at the future. There's all kinds of things going on in all parts of the world, inspired in part by what we're doing here and inspired in part by what's going on over there. So I'm not so goddamn stupid, I hope, that I'm going to sit on my dead ass here in America and just think it's all that and a fucking slice of cheesecake, man, because it fucking ain't. But anyway, at the beginning of the 30s came this guy, Hitler. He said, I'm going to pull it all together. Great. So they elect him. Now they elect this guy, and he says, now we've got problems. We got these fucking communists. Yes, sir. We got the Bolsheviks. Look what happened to Russia. And we got a lot of the trade unions. I love it. I argued with some dumb fuck on Twitter, which is the home of the dumb fuck, saying, another thing about Hitler is he loved unions. Boy, oh boy. There's nothing like arguing with some asshole who's against Obama and against socialism, and then he comes up with the fact that Hitler was all in favor of trade unions. Read a fucking book. Adolf Hitler hated with a fucking passion, like it was poison, among the many things that he hated, trade unions. So look at all this shit with the trade unions. Yeah. Yeah, okay, we got to get rid of that. Get rid of that. And all these goddamn lily-livered motherfucking Democrats, bullshit. He gets elected. He said, we got a problem with the communists. Now he's the chancellor. There's a president, an aging war veteran by the name of Paul Hindenburg, who also at one point, I think, had been a prime minister, if not also president of the nascent state of Germany, the German Republic, the Weimar Republic. After the Kaiser had split, the Kaiser was gone. After World War I, the Kaiser was in exile. And Hitler said, we're in trouble. Now, one night, somebody set fire to the Reichstag, which is like our Capitol Hill, our Congress, the home of Congress. It's like what they did in Germany. They set fire to the Reichstag. That's where their elected representatives met. And it burned. And Hitler said, aha! Fucking communists did that. The communists, this is a communist plot. I'm telling you, everywhere there's commies. And you know what the commies, they're the Jews. We got Jews everywhere. Wherever you see a Jew, you see a commie. We got problems, people. Now, at proof positive, we got a problem. They set fire to the Reichstag. Now, to this day, people will tell you that fire was set by Nazis. I personally believe it. Someone said that Hermann Goering, who was the second in command eventually in Germany, was a big fat fuck war veteran, war hero from World War I, as far as war heroes went in Germany. And this fat sack of shit, they say he set fire to, you know, the Reichstag. But it burned. And Hitler went before the Reichstag and said, I need an emergency decree. You know, and the way Hitler put things is, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. I got to have it. The German people are behind me. Yeah. And the German people were. They were up to their fucking necks in all this shit. They were willing to believe anything. They were willing to believe, yes, it was the Jews. Willing to believe, yes, it was the communists. They were tired of weakness. They were tired of vacillation. They were tired of Germany getting its ass kicked. They were tired of having the whole goddamn world telling Germany, you got to pay reparations for World War One. You can't have a fucking armed forces. You can't have a military. You can't have an air force. You're going to do what the rest of the world tells you to do. We got a Versailles Treaty that cut out a piece of Germany and gave it to France. Got all these reparations you have to pay. Boom, boom, boom. And the German people felt like their backs were against the wall and their hands were over the air. And many people, very, very wise people, warned against this treaty. They said, it's a bad thing. You're going to turn a nation that has been defeated and humbled in war, and you're going to further humiliate and further strain their resources to the point where they're going to turn on you. This had been predicted by wise people. One of them, our former president, President Wilson. So Hitler said, we need an emergency decree. The whole fucking world is fucking with us. Now we got the commies over here and they set fire to the goddamn Reichstag. Now this, of course, will be temporary. I need an emergency decree how about we make it 6 months? No, bullshit. Make it open-ended. Look, you know, I don't know when it's going to end or what. Make it open-ended and I guarantee, you know, we'll come back in front of you and, you know, we'll take it up again. And they said, okay. It was completely extra-constitutional. By that, I mean illegal. There was nothing in the German Constitution, that said that Adolf Hitler could assume, or any man could assume, emergency dictatorial powers, as long as he felt it necessary. Open-ended, if you will. Emergency dictatorial powers that could go on forever. Nothing in the German Constitution allowed them to do anything like that. This is one of the things, by the way, that was brought up at Nuremberg. It was an illegal government. An illegal government. They weren't saying that the German government, the apparatus for the German Constitution was a decrepit and destructive thing. They were saying that Hitler went around it, that he illegally ruled Germany because he broke German law with this decree. And the Reichstag broke German law. And so they allowed Hitler this open-ended emergency decree. And that was the beginning of the end of the German state as it existed from the late 19th century until 1945. After that, beaten in a war, the country was disassembled. Basically, Germany didn't exist anymore. It was cut in half. One half became a communist vassal state of the Soviet Union. The other half became a highly monitored and controlled democratic state, capitalist state, but with occupying forces in it, as Eastern Germany had as well. American, French, British forces in it. And we kept a real close eye on them. We had military bases there. Germany, in other words, did not exist in any real independent sense. Yeah, they had a democracy and this and that on the western side. On the eastern side, they were trying to do their whole, you know, we love Lenin and Stalin and commie thing. But Germany had been disassembled and ceased to exist as a free state in any real sense that you and I would understand it. It had been gutted. It had been stepped on. And it was told, here's what's going to happen. Well, what about do we get? You don't get shit until we weigh in on it. Germany wasn't going to make a move until the rest of the world weighed in on it. That was the end of Germany. Adolf Hitler was really a symptom of the immaturity of that country, of that experiment called Germany. Now, today, Germany's been reunited. And today, Germany toes a much different line. They are a country that welcomes refugees. They're a country that believes in this, the kind of, duality, or, you know, excuse me, racial diversity or cultural diversity and tolerance that Christ Almighty Adolf Hitler would rather drink poison than be a party to. Germany has accepted fully its responsibility for the Holocaust. In fact, Germany has been far, far more accepting of its crimes against the Jewish people than America has for slavery. Far more. Americans still resent bringing up the topic. We still have a racial problem. We still have a bunch of fucking dumb fucking people in this country that can't talk about that openly and honestly. Everybody's got a fucking chip on their shoulder. And everybody's pointing across racial lines. Well, the whites are looking at the black. Blacks, you know, I've always said, and I'll continue to say it, the conversation about race in this country has to be whites have to talk to each other. What about the black? Never mind about the fucking blacks. Forget it, okay? White people talking to black people is about as boring and old and tired and pointless as anything that's ever happened. Motherfucking whites telling black people how it is enough to make you want to fucking talk about fucking spree shooting and killing and running around with a fucking gun. Christ almighty, that's going to push me over the edge. Just shut the fuck up about white people want to talk about race. They ought to talk to each other about it. That's my feeling. What do you mean? Why are we so fucking stupid? There, how about that? Let's start there. Anyway, I know that's a conversation that will never take place, I don't think. Not in my lifetime, anyway. But bottom line on all this shit is the German people went ahead and they'd had it, and here was a guy who was going to lead them to greatness, he was going to lead them to glory, and he had the answers. And, you know, and he didn't want to have to abide a bunch of assholes telling him how it was going to be. You heard Donald Trump. I love compromise as long as I win. You know, you think he's joking. He's not. You think he's joking. He's not. You think that America has in place stop gaps and stop measures that will keep a man from being a dictator, unlike in Germany. And maybe that's true. Maybe the tradition we have of democracy here is deep enough whereby a guy cannot rise to the level of a totalitarian dictator the way Hitler did. Maybe that's true. A lot of people like to say, well, you know, we're going down the same route. Well, but history changes and countries learn and peoples learn. So to say that, for instance, there's a dynastic cycle and America is about to repeat it is not to take into consideration how we have matured as a race, as a human race, as a people, and how we have learned from possibly our mistakes. Maybe, maybe not. And the same thing goes with this Nazi thing, you know. Well, see, the same thing's going to happen to America. Not necessarily. We're not the German people. I'm not saying we're smarter. God knows. But we have been at it a little bit longer. And when I say we, I mean the mass of people from 1776 on. I don't mean this generation in particular. If it was up to this generation, we'd be sunk. This generation of Americans, we'd be fucked. But fortunately, we're standing on we're standing on ground that has been hardened and has been reinforced. It is a foundation that may yet hold us up in the midst of all of this shit. I personally think it will, but I'll tell you, you can't fucking take your eye off the goddamn ball. And when a guy like Trump comes along and he makes you laugh and he's and he's so funny and yes, and he loves to turn a phrase, he's so charming. Yeah, I get it. I understand that. But, you know, this is a deadly serious business here. When a guy's up there with the big fat yap like this motherfucker, Trump, with the yap, yap, yap about all the shit he's going to do, and yet he hasn't answered one goddamn question, and everybody thinks that's fine. You just remember, when the country is dealing with a problem, and this motherfucker's president, and he still can't really get specific with anything, and now he's got a fight on his hands with the Congress, and now you've got perhaps a constitutional crisis, because he wants to assume some sort of executive power. You know, he was criticizing Obama for using executive privilege. Do you really honestly believe that Trump wouldn't want to use executive privilege? You don't think this is a guy that would not want to be a strong federal president? Are you kidding? Legally? Oh, really, legally. Do you even think this motherfucker knows what the law is? Do you think he gives a shit? These are all questions that I would hope to have answered, but I know they won't be. You know, I don't know if America's ever made the mistake of a Donald Trump before, but I think if we haven't, we're probably due. You know, we had the candidacy of William Jennings Bryan, a populist. We had the candidacy of Andrew Jackson, which was a populist, and worked out pretty well. Andrew Jackson was a good president. It's a decidedly different man from Donald Trump. Andrew Jackson had been at war. Andrew Jackson had been under the foot of the British. Andrew Jackson had been a prisoner of war. Andrew Jackson had, you know, he'd really been at odds with the enemies of this country and understood the, you know, Donald Trump... here's a guy, he's got nothing in common with anybody. He ain't got shit in common with you or me. Don't even fucking fool yourself, man. Don't sit there and tell me that Donald Trump knows how it is for you, because he fucking doesn't. I don't give a shit how many motherfucking apartments he's built. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I almost hope the guy gets elected. And here's why I'm saying that, because there's a part of me that thinks he may not have a chance in the general, because it is a general election. There's Democrats voting as well. There's independents voting as well. There's a lot of minorities, a lot of people of color, a lot of there are a lot of elements of the populace and the electorate that are not necessarily present in a series of Republican primaries. And while there are black Republicans and Hispanic Republicans and Asian Pacific Republicans, so on and so forth, not in the numbers that you see elsewhere in the electorate, like in the Democratic Party and beyond. So he's going to have to, there's got a little bit of reality checking there. I'm not saying he's going to lose. I'm not saying that at all. I understand he got 46% of the Hispanic vote in the state of Nevada. Was that a Republican? You had to be a Republican to vote in the, yeah, they're caucusing, so you have to be a Republican, a member of the Republican Party. So that's 46% of the Hispanic Republican vote, or the, should I say, Republican Hispanic vote. He's the runaway winner, and yet he didn't even get half of the Hispanic vote in the state of Nevada, which is the Hispanic Republicans, not the whole Hispanic ball game. See? We'll see, man. We'll fucking see. All right, let's see what we got going on, man. All right, let's see what we got here, man. We're going to get to our virals, man. Viral news today. Galveston Police Sergeant indicted on criminal trespass. What the fuck is this? I wonder if this is Jay Santos and his Citizens Auxiliary Police peeping Tom window thing, you know? Who knows? Obama in prison closure push.
Well, this is what I want to see. I want to see the closing of Guantanamo Bay.
No, I don't know. Okay. Season I rising further than I have in 2,800 years. How about that? Well, what are you going to do about it, man, huh? Jesus Christ. How long is this fucking story, man? Well, you say they're rising now faster than they have in 2,800 years. What does that mean exactly? We're going to find out. Just kidding. Okay, and then we have this one here. Canada school stabbing. Christ almighty. Well, see, they don't have guns in Canada, so they're just stabbing people. And the pro-gun people will take that and they'll say, see, that just proves you can't. You know, they're going to stab. Right, they're going to stab. See? So what's the point of getting rid of guns? Because guns will probably kill people faster than knives. Well, it's not going to get rid of violence, don't you? I understand. Nobody thinks it's going to... We're going to cure the human race of its violent instincts. We're just trying to save people from getting goddamn gunned down in one fell swoop. You know, like those little children up there in... In Connecticut? I don't know what you mean.
What?
Female student. And then finally we have this story here. Google fiber expanding faster and further, making Comcast very nervous. That's another one of these stories. I don't fucking understand this shit. You know, you're going to have to... And I don't get it. All right, man. So there's our news. And testing 1 2 1 2 1 2. helicopter, plane, eyewitness, ABCDE, eyewitness news. Then, Google Fiber. Well, I mean, good, man. If it gets more people on the internet, good. You know, that's what they mean about net neutrality. Now, who is this? Who's this numbnut behind Cruz? Who's this guy? Is this Cruz going to give his little fucking speech now? What are you going to tell us, Cruz? Who are all these people? These relatives? Look at this guy at the very bottom right here. Is that, Yeah, all right, yeah. Dig it, dig it. It's a little tiny man there at the bottom right. It's wild. It's a wild thing, man. All right. Look at this guy with the shirt, with the wild shirt behind him.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Hey, how about Steve King? Why isn't Steve King there, you know, talking? All right. Eight people in step. Oh, we had a Mavis Leonard bit that we didn't do. Search of a self-described video. Looking at a search, the core of the returns for the website. Photography is not a crime. Filming the police sergeant sent. Matters of filming vehicles. Chavez arrested turn at the time on charges of failure to provide identification to officers, but charges were subsequently dropped. Chavez's attorney says client was looking in Turner's car for the man's driver's license to book him into jail. Cagle said Chavez was worried about the safety of police officers, was trying to do his job. He had no motive other than to protect the public. What the fuck? I don't know, man. Maybe we'll just kind of wing it today. Eight people injured in Canada school stabbing. Christ all fucking mighty. I think we'll have Harvey Wehrman doing, test 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hey. Right on. Is this waiting for a plane?
Right now, still, I'm in the gangway. We're about ready to take off. I'm flying. No, there's a group of us that are going to that box. Box, Nevada. And we're going to play domino. Don't worry about it.
That's right. Going off to do a little gambling, huh?
I'm going to do some gambling, but I'm not going to do anything that... be wrong.
No, we know you're not going to do anything wrong.
Do one thing here. Come on, man. Okay, what time is it? Okay, good. I guess we'll start with... And then Mavis is also going to be in the car. Isn't she? Yeah. On the freeway. Now, what was she going to talk about yesterday? Oh, I know how. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go look at it, man. Yesterday. Where you at, man? Come on. Where is? Mavis is going to talk about mankind. No, that's wrong. Wrong. Shit. No. Not going to help me, man. I don't know what it was. All right, so we are ready to go.
City of New Orleans makes progress.
Really? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Ready? All right, man. All right. Okay. Here we go.